I'm Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
We have a full hour with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yes, thank you for having me. So glad to be in studio.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
You know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whether you are a union member or a business owner, picking up your garbage has no partisan lines. Making sure people can get to and from work shouldn't have partisan lines.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw.
I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Olivia. From Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never just wanting to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding.
Whoa!
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Bravely bold Sir Robin rode forth from Camelot. He was not afraid to die, oh brave Sir Robin. He was not at all afraid to be killed in nasty ways. Brave.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. It is the final hour of the show of this week because it's Friday and we are just marching towards the weekend. As always, you can join the conversation 844-967-2789. And a reminder that if you like our show, tell your friends because we love to spread the word. We love to grow our audience because we are a new show. It's only been like 4 or 5 months.
5 months.
So we always appreciate you helping us bring more people in. But, you know, as I said earlier, I left Wisconsin in 2003. I came back in 2020. And when I first got back and I started As Goes Wisconsin, I was looking for Wisconsin podcasts. And, you know, a lot of the ones that popped up were either from like WPR or Milwaukee Journal Sentinel or a lot of sports podcasts, if you can imagine that. A lot of Packers podcasts. But there was one that stood out. And it's called the Wisconsin Drunken History Podcast. And so our guests today, we're finally getting them on the show, are the two booze-drinking buddies behind the Wisconsin Drunken History Podcast, Russ Sari and Eric Sturgeon. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Thank you, Kristen.
Thanks for having us.
So I guess let's just start with how would you describe what the show is about?
All right. So we feature a lot of Wisconsin history. Wisconsin is a very interesting history. When we were kind of creating the show, I know Eric brought it to my attention, like just the talent we have here in the state when it comes to music. So we're like, we got to feature something with music. We kind of looked through the newspaper articles. Eric, what do you say? Like the how many locals? How did that start? It was like a literally inside thing. So we lived, like I had a roommate, Mike, at the time. He's a really good friend of ours. Eric would come over pretty much every weekend. We kind of go and like go on these little dive bar tours and stuff around Wisconsin. And when we got back home, we drank Four Locos, which is like a drink. Don't laugh.
It's a beautiful drink.
We used to drink Four Locos. And it was kind of an inside thing. Like, how many locos are you at? Like, if you had two cans, you were at like an 8 loco.
Right.
So, like, we'd be like, Mike, that's how many math. Locos are you at? And Mike would be like, I'm at a 12 loco. And Serge would be like, I'm at about an 8 right now. He'd be like, 2 cans in. So that was like kind of our segment started. And we like made this rating where, you know, you'd find these interesting news articles with
OWIs or somebody
just
drinking
like
and driving.
Insanely things that happened in this day you would not believe. Tune into the show to find out some of these really crazy things. But I mean, the one we featured today, somebody ran into Bernice at Cedar Crest, the fiberglass cow there up in Manitowoc there, if you haven't been there. And
somebody tried to get on Bernice and
like
somebody,
climb
onto Bernice.
Oh, and it was actually a political official, and we won't say who it is. You can find out next week. Or this Sunday,
so is
rather.
This something that happened recently?
It was 2017.
It was 2017. Okay, so. A political alderman,
went
up and tried to climb Bernice.
And Ryder.
One of our favorite fiberglass cows here in the state. And what would you do to the Bernice or Sissy over there?
Yeah. So I mean, honestly, I mean, how this all really started was we both had this mutual understanding that Wisconsin is the greatest state. And we wanted to feature all the different things that the state has to offer, all the different figures that are prominent, different inventors and engineers and individuals that we really just wanted to kind of point to and make sure that everybody knows about them. And that could be, like I said, inventors and engineers or people that do brewing or, you know, anything that really kind of brought the state into where it's at now. And so we really feature that. Plus, we feature the Wisconsin music, the artists that are coming out of here right now. And we try to pull back and look at some historical ones as well. And but we'd love to kind of point to some of the local artists that play at all these venues in Madison and Milwaukee that are really, you know, big right now and not really big, but, you know, that are just coming out of the Milwaukee and Wisconsin scene in general. And it's really out of the you know, jealousy that Russ and I have. We're kind of failed musicians ourselves. And so we wanted to get that into the ears of every single person that we could, as well as have an excuse to get together. We're best friends. And that was really the key. You know, we can talk about Wisconsin, we can feature music, and we can get together and hang out and have a few drinks.
So is that the drunken part? It's just that you're drinking while you're recording?
If you were to be able to see our studio and how many beers are lined up, it's unreal. I mean, we have had pretty much every brewery within the state. We've at least had probably one beer on there at this point.
Oh, wow.
We've had Northern Wisconsin breweries come on. They've given us stuff, which we didn't even ask for. I mean, that's what so we actually have like a Patreon, which you can kind of support our small, independent endeavor. And a lot of that goes to like paying for artists and going back to our state, which is like all we wanted to do in the beginning. It was like our whole goal was basically to support local. Like we love local stuff. I don't know about Eric, but I know for me, I only drink milk that has the number 55 on the top. That's like how Wisconsin I am. You got to have the 55 on the top. But yeah, we just love the state and we thought we could, you know, get to the masses. And, you know, recently it's probably taken off a little more, I would say, since we started. And it was really cool because we're on an LA podcast. We're like, oh, me and Sturgey's Midwestern kids are on an LA podcast. You know, it was just such a cool thing for us.
Yeah, that was with Hilf. And she's done a great job of reaching out to us. And I think she was actually Wisconsin based as well for a while. I know you had moved out to LA as well, right?
Yeah.
Same thing. And she just was like, just reached out to us and thought it was really neat that we were doing this. And she was like, record a 30-second thing and I'll include it on my podcast. So it really has. We've really somehow reached out to a bunch of people.
Somebody appreciates it at least.
Well, that's what's so impressive. So we're talking to Eric Sturgeon and Russ Sari, who are the hosts and founders of the Wisconsin Drunken History Podcast. Because on your website, you guys you've reached people in the United Kingdom, Canada, Belgium, Ireland, Egypt, Indonesia, Australia, and New Zealand. Who are all these? Are these all people who are from Wisconsin and have left? Or you know, who are these people that are so interested in drunk Wisconsin history?
We always wondered that, you know, and it's just really cool that we can spread this message, you know, of our small state, our little, you know, little thing on the map. But there's just so much interesting stuff here. I mean, everything you use like every day is a lot of it has been created in our state, which is just incredible to me. Like whether it's Case International, if you're driving a tractor or, you know, your Generac right here in Waukesha, you know, it's just really incredible that all this was started in our state and it's international, you know, it's incredible. And, you know, with our long winters here, you know, you got the time to really think about things, you know, it's cold. You don't want to hibernate. You know, you half the year you got to hibernate basically, so you can come up with these really creative things. And, you know, it was really cool. Me and Eric could come up with this creative thing that we could present to everybody in the world and really, really promote our state.
And so, but neither of you are historians.
No, definitely not.
Definitely not. Because we had John Gerda on yesterday, who absolutely is a historian.
And we love John Gerda.
We are
John
around Gerda's the corner huge. Fans.
Well, no, that's John McGivern.
But John Gerda was John on. Too. I only found that out this week, too.
Oh, really?
Is the fact that it was John McGivern's show, who was here Tuesday.
Yeah. But Gerda comes on there.
And then Gerda came on. Yep. And I only found that out on Tuesday. And then I had already scheduled Gerda to come on yesterday. And now we have you two gentlemen, but not historians.
I went to UW-Madison, and I did study some history while I was there. there, obviously. And I love history. I really do. I mean, when you live up in the Northwoods, let's just say you live up in the North, there's not a lot to do. Like, there really isn't a much up there. I mean, a lot of times, like, as a younger man, I like the library. I'm a nerd. I'm throwing it out there.
You gotta read.
Kind of a nerd.
Okay. Yeah. So I would like read up on a lot of stuff, and it's just such cool history, like things unsolved in our state, or, you know, like we haven't come up with these yet, but there's a lot of hidden treasure in our state from like the French that were here. They buried a lot of treasure. Never been.
Oh, you don't mean figuratively.
There's real
treasure.
There's treasures all over our state that have never been found. There's a lot of things we haven't like released yet that are in the works. So just make sure you tune in and find out. So
we have a nice spreadsheet of just topics galore. And I mean, we are not even a third of the way through at this point, and we're, you know, 2.5 years in. So,
yeah. And every episode has like a unique artist. So like at this point, we're at like about 131 artists that we have in our state that we featured, and just a really eclectic, different stuff. I mean, it's just from Sister Strings in Milwaukee, like almost symphony.
I just talked about them. They're going to SNL this weekend.
Yeah, to the Dead Horses, amazing. To Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, to
Telethon, Brave You.
Just like these punk to like country to really eclectic acts.
We featured Sons of Leroy, which is the band that I drum for. And just to be able to do that is cool in itself. And then to dive into these topics that we can research and explore.
So what does, when you come up, you have your spreadsheet. I also have a similar type spreadsheet of topics and news articles I eventually want to get to. Some of them have been on there for a while. But what is the process of beginning to research them?
For me, I go to library. I go to library all the time, whether it's digging through like old Wisconsin archives, reaching out to a Wisconsin Historical Society or things. I find all these old articles. I kind of compile. When it comes to history, nobody wants to sit there for a 2-hour lecture. Like, I could make these, you know, unbelievably long and just bore you to death. So what me and Eric do is we kind of sum down things. I have Eric kind of proofread, like, you know, remove certain sections just so we have like a good overview to present to you.
So you present it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so these are like a lot of books. A lot of times we'll list like our references and everything and what books we use to research. And we kind of have to sum it down into 15 minutes, which is always really hard. Like somebody like Georgia O'Keeffe, which is on my list. Like, it's hard to sum that down into 15 minutes digestible for somebody. Yeah. You know what I mean? Especially like our generation. We're like kind of all over the place. I'm going to be honest. Like, we're just like here.
Quick consumable stuff is
it's very
hard to do. And for me, it's mostly YouTube documentaries. I mean, somebody has done that research before me, and I'm going and consuming their content. So it's kind of a, you know, a mutual agreement that they're going to put that out there, and then I can sort of utilize that in what we do in the podcast. So, but there's tons of information out there.
Yes. And so this is so fun. We have so many stories because I want to talk about some of the episodes you guys have done and so you can relive or retell some of the things that you've learned. But the podcast hosts of the Wisconsin Drunken History Podcast, Russ Sari and Eric Sturgeon, are here. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
To really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice. Where your mouth is, be a
Tune in to The Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 a.m., 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance of snow overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 32. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 37. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 32. Upper 30s Sunday and Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Welcome back to Ask Us Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us. It is 1:21. We have less than an hour left until the weekend is here, and we cannot wait. But the weekend has started maybe even a little bit already, because our guests this hour are the Wisconsin Drunken History Podcast hosts, Russ Sari and Eric Sturgeon. And this just sounds like such a quintessential all things Wisconsin podcast that gets away from necessarily the news of the day, but it's not all just history. Some of it is celebrating our beer. Some of it is celebrating our music, but also our past. And so now meeting you guys in person, like, you are two pretty quintessential Wisconsin guys.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. So where did you guys grow up?
Okay, so for me, I ended up in Hurley, Wisconsin, which is way up north, if anyone knows where that's at. It's pretty much in the UP, and I moved down here where I met my best friend here, Eric, and we've been friends ever since, and we're kind of
so
both...
moved down here to, like, Waukesha, like southeast Wisconsin?
Yeah, southeastern Wisconsin. We both grew up in a small town called Elkhorn, if you've ever heard of that. It's very tiny.
Near Lake Geneva.
But we initially clicked, like, right away. I mean, we're both very sarcastic people. We don't take a lot of things serious, you know, like, we're always joking about everything. Like, nothing is too serious, I think, and I don't know if that's for you, Eric.
Oh, yeah, and nothing's off limits for me. I think if there's a joke there, I'll find it.
Okay. Yeah,
I mean, So I was born, unfortunately, in the state of Illinois, in a town called North Chicago. My dad was in the military, so I was born on a naval base at Great Lakes Naval Base. And like 2 years in, my parents moved to Elkhorn. So I do
two
not
years
have
into your life.
Yeah, 2 years into my life. Yeah. I told them we need to get out of here and ship north. So there we were in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. So, and my grandparents, owned a bar at the time. So my parents just sort of, fit right into that. That was their job. That was their career. And it kind of started everything off, you know. I shed whatever Chicago Bear or Cub or anything I had and was Bears or Packers and Brewers from then on. So,
yeah.
And so, What do you think it is about? Because I don't know. Like, I have lived in other places. I've lived in California. I've lived in New York. I haven't lived in other what they would call, they being the coasties, flyover states. And so I always wonder, there is something about Wisconsin where, like, Wisconsin loves Wisconsin.
Oh, my
God. You know what I mean? And, like, it's like the success of Charlie Barron's, the success of your guys' podcast. You're showing me your tattoo of the state right now.
State on my arm, yeah.
Obviously, what I've found with As Goes Wisconsin and, like, the... You know, sometimes you refer to it as low-hanging fruit, but some of the things about Wisconsin, whether it's our drinking culture, our sports, our cheese, our brats, like, there's things. But instead of, we all embrace it, I mean, I'm sure there's people out there like, oh, Wisconsin's more than that. And like, we're not just like, you know, hokey. But what have you guys found, even for yourselves or for the audience that you found, of like why you think Wisconsin just loves Wisconsin?
For me, it's just, I mean, we are such nice individuals. You're not going to get a terrible person out of the bunch, you know, generally speaking. So for us, you know, we love living near the right people. And for me, it's just the people. It's my neighbor. It's, you know, Russ, you know, it's the people we went to high school with. You can always kind of look to them to be a good calling card. You can always rely on that. And that's exactly where I think, you know, we like to promote the person down the street who might be a screen printer or a person who might be a butcher or a brewer. Those individuals are not only your friends and family, but they're soon enough going to be an acquaintance of yours, whether you like it or not. And we're gonna sneak right past you there.
Scooch.
We're gonna scooch. What about you? What do you think?
You know, for me, it's like the state is so diverse. It's a melting pot of culture that has come together. Whether you're going to Pulaski for the Polka Festival or you go, you know, the Cranberries, there's waterfalls, there's amazing outdoor activities here. Like Eric said, the Midwest friendliness that everyone talks about, it really does exist. You go to like a place like LA where everything just seems dead. People just seem like they're on their cell phone and they won't talk to you. They ignore you. Like no matter what you do, you go to New York and people are just angry, you know? And like here,
have you been to either of those places?
Oh my gosh, yes, I have. Yeah. I've traveled everywhere as an engineer, even in other countries, you know? And I always, when I come home and I land in that cold tundra of Wisconsin, it's just like such a great feeling. It's like I know I'm home. I know I can trust my neighbor. I know like I don't have to worry about crime so much. You know, it's just a great place to live. And I really, you know, when it comes to affording housing or, you know, it's affordable to live here. And it's just a great thing. There's so many things you can do, whether you're, especially if you're an outdoors person like I am, whether it's fishing or going on a canoe or going up north, going waterfall searching. I just love this state. I can't say it enough. I mean,
you guys need to reach out to the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. You need to be spokespeople, man.
This is so pro Wisconsin. Don't get me wrong. I love it, but like we should get you. Who's in charge of that now these days? Sayer? Something?
Ann Sayer. Yes.
Yeah, we got to get you guys in front of her be like, start cutting commercials for why you should come to Wisconsin, why you should move to Wisconsin, why you should work in Wisconsin.
There is just a lot of things. And like, I know you've traveled, you've been to other places. I mean, for me, like, if it wasn't for Wisconsin and I had the money, Colorado would be the only other place I would move. I really love Colorado. I love the mountains, and it's the same. It's like you got the outdoors and you got like the rivers and everything.
Brewing culture.
The brewing. Yeah. It's the same thing as Colorado Wisconsin. Brewing. It's just more expensive. And for me,
it is more expensive. Dr. Mike, who's always on the show, my best friend, lives in Denver, and I consistently send him houses that he could buy for the same amount of money that he just bought his house. I was like, this is what you could get in Wisconsin. Yeah. Don't you want to move here?
Right. Yep. I mean, for the cost of rent, we own a farm. I mean, I own 10
acres. You two own a farm.
I do.
So I own a farm, and it's less than what I was paying for a rent in Madison. Or like if in California, it was like we looked in northern San Diego there in North Park, and it was like $5,000. I mean, for $5,000 in Wisconsin, you can live in a mansion.
Yeah, to be honest. Absolutely. So. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to have to take a break for the bottom of the hour. But when we come back, I want to talk about some of the history that you guys have done episodes on, like frozen custard or Thanksgiving in Wisconsin or tavern haunts, whatever that means. So stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We're here with the guys from the Wisconsin Drunken History Podcast, and we'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I'm 54, so basically, it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Well, right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around. Plus, with the way this year's been going...
Hey, listen, it's okay. You still got this. Just go to aceyourretirement.org. It's an online tool from AARP that can help you get your retirement savings on track no matter your age. It's free and only takes about 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Yeah. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Just answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized plan and tips to help boost your retirement savings. Tips that are easy to understand and tailored to your lifestyle.
I like that too.
Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Just head to aceyourretirement.org and make your plan to start saving for retirement.
Thanks.
That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit FinishYourDiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us today. You can always join the conversation, 844-967-2789. And a reminder that if you missed any part of today's show, you can listen to it as a podcast. You can go to asgoeswisconsin.com or find it on Spotify or Apple or wherever else you get your podcasts. And you can also find, probably anywhere that you get your podcast, the Wisconsin Drunken History Podcast. And our guest this hour has been Russ Sari and Eric Sturgeon, who are the creators and hosts of that podcast. And so I wanted to spend some time this segment on learning some of the things you've learned. And so your most recent episode was the history of frozen custard in Wisconsin. Yes. And I've always wondered, why is this such a Wisconsin? Why is custard so unique to Wisconsin?
I believe it's just, it's a higher fat content, right? It's not ice cream. So it's, you know, but it's better.
It is better. I would agree. It is better.
It's way more decadent. And, we just have such a, there's a slew of different venues that call themselves the best, you know, custard or something. But we decided that, you know, with all these articles that have been published about custard, frozen custard in the state of Wisconsin, we decided to talk about the top ones, the ones that consider themselves to be, you know, the king of the hill.
So who'd you cover?
Well, so we covered anywhere from Leon's, which is, you know, obviously that one is a staple. Gillies, we covered Leduc's, we covered Cops. I mean, Culver's, of course, you can't forget them. We covered pretty much all of the ones that can be considered your top favorites.
Well, see, I grew up with Michael's in Madison.
And we covered Michael's,
You covered it? So what did you test all of them? Were you both drinking beer and testing custard on the episode at the same time?
We did not do that. That would equal a bellyache, and we can't do that. That would be an instant sickness. But we have each, over the course of our lifetime, been to all of these different places. Not you know, you haven't been to all of them, Russ, but and I haven't been to all of them. But between the two of us, we have enjoyed our fair share of frozen custard, and we give our reasons why some are better than others. And sometimes it's not always just about the frozen custard either. Sometimes it's about the other confections and menu items that they offer. So with Gillies, I mean, they have some really great Dilly Bar. That's one thing that they have, and also their cheeseburgers or hot dogs. I mean, it's not just about that frozen custard. So we go in and we dive into everything they have to offer. So and then
so it's
we
less about the history of it and more of a deep dive into each
one location. Also gets a little bit of the history too. Okay. So we do talk about
just a hair
of when maybe they started, how they got their origins, and then it's right into, you know, the things you can eat and consume.
And so what was there any fun facts that you got out of any of the locations with the little history that you
none
gathered?
That I can remember.
No.
The one we did do a separate episode on was Culver's.
Yeah.
And a little story I had is I think it was Lake Havasu, which is like on the border of Arizona and California.
They keep finding bodies and barrels out there because it's drying
it's weird.
Up.
Yeah. And so the crazy thing is, like, we are driving down, like, the main... Did you know the London Bridge is there? London Bridge is falling down. The actual London Bridge that was falling down is located in Lake Havasu.
I did not know that.
Yeah, the actual London Bridge. And so we are driving down that main strip there in Lake Havasu, and I'm like, is that a Culver's? I'm like, we have to stop. I need some cheese curds. Like, I'm craving I need my Wisconsin fix. So we stopped there in Lake Havasu, and I got a custard and some cheese curds. So it's pretty... Right. Pretty.
It's everywhere.
Right.
It is.
It is everywhere
It's crazy.
Now.
It's great. It came right from our little state here. So
out of the episodes you've done 130.
Yeah.
And what has been the most interesting story that you remember, because you are drinking when you're recording these things? That you remember, like, what's your favorite story of the episodes that you guys have done?
I think probably either Soundstorm, which was a random music festival that was up in Poinette, Wisconsin, up near like La Crosse area. And this was in the late 60s, early 70s. And the band Grateful Dead was scheduled to play there. And I'm a self-proclaimed deadhead, if you will. And I really enjoy everything about that. So to hear that they were playing at this random, you know, farm town in Wisconsin in the 70s was just amazing to hear. And then also Koss headphones, Koss Corporation, just hearing about their advancements and improvements with the stereo headphones and all that they did to kind of produce that whole idea of listening to music or anything in your head, and that they were actually much of the Air Force One fleets for the longest time. That was the preferred headphone and stereophone for them. And then, of course, Les Paul. The Wizard of Waukesha is probably one of the most interesting episodes we've ever done. And I'm not sure that we did it any justice, but we talked about it. We hit all the points and we love Les Paul. We love Gibson guitars and just love music in general. So,
yeah, for me, I would have to say the invention of the snowmobile was pretty interesting. I'm a mechanical engineer, just so you all know. I really liked Ole Evinrude, the Evinrude Motor Company.
I have no idea. What is
and,
that?
It's outboard motors.
Okay.
They're pretty much worldwide. And the Mercury Motor, Carl Kiekehofer. made the actual...
Oh, that was a recent episode, too.
Yes, it was. Yeah. So Carl Kiekehoffer was inventor of the outboard motor as well, and he was a really strong businessman and basically wanted to make a better motor. So he... And you'll still see mercury on many boats today. And even Evinrude, maybe not so much. They were bought out by... Bombardier, if you will, the French company, and they kind of went under, but it's just really cool that that all started in our state. Just some inventors in the wintertime that actually just came up with these. The snowmobile Carl Eliason created the snowmobile in Wisconsin. It was a winter project. It started out, there was other ones where like Model Ts would have like little skis and a tread on there, but he ended up creating the first snowmobile in Wisconsin. Which is pretty incredible.
I think I knew that part, but I didn't know more of the story and like the motor and everything like that. And so that's super cool.
It is really neat. Like any outboard motor you see was started right here in our own state.
So. Yeah, I mean all the mechanical advancements that that are inside of those things. The engineers right here in our state are the ones that are you know solely responsible for that and how we can go really really fast. On boats or snowmobiles or cars. Yeah.
That's awesome. So we're talking to the podcast host and founders of the Wisconsin Drunken History Podcast, Russ Sari and Eric Sturgeon. And so you also, there's obviously the drunk part.
Yeah.
Because when I think when I first saw the name, I didn't know how similar it was going to be to Drunk History, the Comedy Central show.
And we actually didn't realize that in the beginning. It was more of like, you know, when you're drinking and you kind of have these like creative ideas when you're drinking, even though you don't always fulfill them. And I think that's pretty much what drove a lot of these inventions is just guys in the wintertime in a garage sitting around drinking a couple brewskis there and, you know, coming up with these really creative ideas.
You know, it would be a great idea.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Should we go
all
faster?
Been there. We've all been there. I mean, we've all been like, oh my God, tomorrow I'm going to do this. And we never do it because we're just hungover. And we just sitting there like, oh God, what did I do? But it's kind of that whole like, and we didn't mean to copy the Comedy Central when we first started, you know, and it was just we thought about it like later on. Actually, Eric brought it up to my attention. He's like, did you realize? I'm like, no, I didn't. You know, I just thought like me and him drink a lot of beer. We come up with a lot of ideas. We played music, having a couple beers, you know, it was just kind of our thing, you know?
Well, it is what it is, but it was funny. Cause I think that I thought of that show and then learning more about your guys' show. It's more that you are drinking while you're talking about these things. Yes. You're presenting stuff. As you just told me, sometimes you guys will batch record your episodes and sometimes by the fourth episode,
it's
no longer usable.
It's a little off the rails.
There's a little too much IPA craft beer.
Yes. Yeah.
And so who are some of your favorite, as you've explored, I think you said almost all of the craft breweries in Wisconsin, what is like your top five?
I have to say for me, in my top five, I would say Carbon 4, just because it's just a legendary beer. New Glarus, obviously, is Wisconsin-based. One of our favorites is Third Space. They've invited us to so many VIP events. We've got to meet some really cool people because of them. And Lindsay, who does Rock the Green, which is like basically environmental things within the Milwaukee County area. She's invited us to a lot of like just really cool events. We've got to meet a lot of these people like from Mobcraft. We know Henry very well from Mobcraft. And
so is that your fourth? Is Mobcraft your fourth?
Yeah, I'd say fourth. And then I would say probably the last one. Obviously, Lakefront is like the coolest tour. And just like Russ Klisch, he has the same name as me, Russ. So I can't, it's kind of, you know, I have to like him. You know? Yeah.
And I guess I like a lot of the same ones, but 1840 down in Bayview is one of my favorites. They come up with some really, really awesome stuff, and they kind of hone in on the old school medicine look with their brown bottles. And Eagle Park is another one in my original area of Wisconsin where I bought my first house in Muskego. They have a bunch of really good beers. Carbon 4, again, I mean, they're staples. Just absolutely amazing. Lakefront, they're great.
How about Youngblood? He has Youngblood.
Oh, yeah, Youngblood. Yeah.
We've had them on the show, actually. We've interviewed them.
Do you have Bill?
Who was it? Do you remember who we had for
Youngblood? I don't remember the actual brewer. But it was,
Bill's not a brewer.
It was either a brewer or it was
Bill
the
DePlante,
owner.
Bill DePlante, my now married but cousin by marriage.
He
worked for Youngblood, so we're big supporters of
Love Youngblood, and then also the One Barrel is One Barrel's probably I'll round it off with One Barrel. I'm gonna get the tattoo of the penguin.
He's gonna get a penguin tattoo. We're gonna get a free keg from them if he gets a sick penguin tattoo.
They did discontinue that, but we were promised that if I do it,
Where would you get the penguin tattoo?
I'm not really sure.
Because you have the outline of Wisconsin on your wrist.
I have a few tattoos. Russ has way more tattoos. But okay. at the same point, I mean, it is crucial. You're right. I really have to think about this. Important. Placement is crucial.
You're getting a penguin. So
I'm getting a penguin. So.
And then one of the things you guys are doing right now is also the Mobcraft Advent
calendar. I'm doing the Advent calendar, yeah.
And yep. So any notable choices? Because I'm doing the Advent, the Costco wine.
Sure, yeah.
Advent calendar. Not that I'm drinking it every night, but yeah, kind of.
No and judgment.
I'm interested. I've been like moderately impressed. I feel like all the wine I've tried so far has been kind of like, this is drinkable, but nothing that I necessarily have been like, I'm going to go buy a whole bottle because they're all the half bottles. So what have you had in the Mobcraft Advent beer calendar so far that you would recommend?
Victory or Valhalla is one of the ones that I really enjoyed. That was just a few days ago. And then also Low Funk. Low Funk is I'm a very big sour beer drinker. I really love the flavors that they can come up with on that. And the tartness. I do like wine. I do like Sauvignon Blancs, the dry, you know, that and to me, that's kind of what a sour beer is. It's kind of mimicking that. And Low Funk, their strawberry rhubarb is absolutely phenomenal.
Strawberry rhubarb. It's like the most like Wisconsin.
Did I say it like that?
Rhubarb.
So guys, I'm curious. How do you make money to pay for all this beer?
Well, we don't.
It's more of a hobby project. We do have our supporters who actually do sponsor the show. We have a few Patreon supporters, and they've helped us everything that we've gotten based on like even donations we've given back pretty much to the Wisconsin community, whether it be paying for the music or beer. And it's more of a hobby project, and I really do love Wisconsin. And for me and Eric, the reason we started is because I had a podcast where we were interviewing like people in nursing homes, and we were finding out these really cool Wisconsin stories. But then, you know, obviously COVID hit, so they closed down all of those. So me and him are like, let's just do this. Like,
I feel like you should bring that back.
You think so?
It was eventually really
cool. Weave that into the if, now that the nursing homes are back open and stuff. Because I'm sure there's some fascinating stories you can get out of people.
So interesting. I mean, there's one guy from World War II. He's like on a battleship. He's a D-Day, you know, and it was just incredible to hear these stories. And, you know, these things are going to be gone pretty soon. Yeah. We're not going to have them anymore. And that's why, like, it was my original go-to. And my grandma was the best storyteller. And it was kind of the reason I started in the first place. So.
You should go, seriously, go back to that, because I bet some of those stories are stories they haven't even told their families.
Oh, yeah.
That's a really good point.
Incredible.
Yeah. And it really does. It takes a good interview. Viewer to kind of get that out. And when he was doing that, I was jealous, and I said, can you tell me how that I can put my podcast out there? And I just had this idea of doing some more current event stuff. And without Russ, I mean, I would have never understood how to RSS feed, you know, this thing. And now now we decided, you know what, let's just jump ship on both of those and let's do this, you know, drunken history thing.
All right, well, with the 30 seconds we have left until we have to let you go, where can people find Wisconsin Drunken History?
The best place to go is WisconsinDrunkenHistory.com. Okay. Links to all the social media, links to Patreon, everything.
All right. Well, Russ and Eric, thank you so much for spending this hour with me. It was so fun to meet you in person.
Yeah.
And we'll look forward to the next upcoming episodes of Wisconsin Drunken History.
See you guys at the dive bars.
All right. We're going to take one more break. Stick with us. Girl, I'm your king.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Suddenly, my quarterback is the number one trending topic. Why, you might ask, is Aaron Rodgers trending on Twitter? He's out this game. He's got COVID-19. And to my perception, he freaking lied to us, man. I'm very frustrated that he is not eligible to play this Sunday, especially when you find out your quarterback is a half a Trumpster. And he claims, I'm not a flat earther, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just play one in the NFL. That pisses me off, man. I was going to bet on that team. Maybe. New time, 3 to 6 p.m. And Dom.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies overnight with a chance for snow. Lows dip down to about 32. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 37. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 32. Upper 30s Sunday and Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network, a reminder that we love hearing from you on topics that we should cover or guests that we should have on or feedback for Jane and I and how we can get better or also maybe how much you love us. You can email us at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. And one of the things I'm really excited to be able to do is feature at the end of the show different shows that are happening during the holidays across Wisconsin. And so this is a show I got to see last year. And I loved it. And so the Black Nativity is playing at the Marcus Center this weekend. And we have director DeMonte Henning on the phone with us. Welcome to the show, DeMonte.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And so for people who are not familiar with Black Nativity, what is the premise of the show?
So Black Nativity, it's this nativity story that we all know about bringing the birth of Jesus Christ into the world. So we start off in Act 1 with Mary and Joseph's journey, the struggles that they go through. And then finally, they Mary delivers Jesus. And then it's all about the jubilee and the celebration of Jesus Christ. In Act 2, we kind of bring it back to the center. It's more centered around how this community pulls together through tragedy, through hard times, which some of us can relate to dealing with COVID and just differences and challenges that we go through on a daily basis. And so at the end, we are reminded to have faith and to stay strong and to keep moving forward as best we can.
Absolutely. And so, and this was a musical, but because what is the tie to Langston Hughes? Because this is his Christmas musical, correct?
Correct. Yeah. And so what we feature in the play is a lot of gospel music. We try to incorporate all the sounds of the African diaspora. So you'll hear traditional gospel music. You'll also hear some hip hop. You'll hear some R&B. You'll hear it all because we try to bring people together and not just make it just all gospel music, but just different sounds.
Absolutely. And that was what I was taking away. I mean, I was talking about last night I saw the show over at Skylight Music Theater, which was all Disney shows. Mm-hmm. But I got to see Black Nativity last year, also with my friend Sean Holmes, who was in it last year. And I was just, it was another show where the entire time I was just grinning ear to ear and seeing the talent of the dancing and seeing the talent of the singers. And so this is the seventh year that it's going to be at the Wilson Theater at Vogel Hall in Marcus Performing Arts Center. And so how much does the show change each year and reinvent itself?
That's one of the gifts that I love to have as a creative, is that each year the show evolves and we're able to change a few things. I can tell you now that since that you've seen the show last year, it has evolved enormously since last year. One thing that I share with my creative team is that I wanted to take it a step further with our costumes, with our lighting, with our choreography, with our music. So even if you've seen it in the past, you know, 4 years ago, it has evolved. And I'm just so excited to share it with the community.
DeMonte, that puts a lot of pressure on the on you, though. I mean, you got to keep topping yourself year after year. Eventually, you're going to need like an exploding elephant or something.
You know what? Our music director said, he and I love what he said. He was like, let's exhaust all the creative possibilities so that next year we're left with, okay, well, what do we do now? And I love it. I love it. I feed off of it.
And so as a director, in, you're from Milwaukee. And so what are some of the other shows where people might have seen your work besides Black Nativity?
So I've been involved in the Milwaukee Rep. I just was in their production of Tony Stone, which traveled down to Atlanta. I just was in Kilmo Paradise, which was produced at Next Act Theater. I've worked with Milwaukee Chamber Theater. I just did their production of The Island by April Fugard. And so you can see me in some other projects coming up. At the beginning of next year, I'll be directing a production called Covers with a Florentine Opera. And then I'll also be involved in Seven Guitars by August Wilson, which will be at the Milwaukee Repertory Theater. That's something that I'm really looking forward to.
Oh, wow. I'm looking forward to that. August Wilson is an incredible playwright if you've never seen any of his shows. Oh, my gosh. Well, Fences.
Yeah. And it's just so heartwarming, DeMonte, to see theater coming back and the theaters that were able to hang on during the 2 years of lockdowns.
Absolutely. It's been a treat. We just had a school show earlier today at 11 o'clock, and just watching the young people take in our performers, and I know our performers really enjoyed it because feeling that energy, there's nothing like having live theater and just feeling that energy of the audience, and I just feel like they're the final ingredient to the show. You know, I did a lot of Zoom readings during the pandemic, and it was interesting.
It's not the same. Not the same.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
So just quickly before
I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, absolutely. So before we let you go, when and where can people either find tickets for the show, more information about the show? Because it's just this weekend, right?
It is just this weekend. So we have our opening night, which is tonight. We just had a community preview night, which was sold out yesterday. So I'm grateful for that. But for more information, they can visit blackartsmke.org to find out to purchase tickets.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, DeMonte. DeMonte Henning is the director of the Black Nativity, which is this weekend at the Marcus Center. We will link all of that information in our blog post for today's episode. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a break a leg.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, that will about do it for us this December 9th, Friday.
Yes.
Do you know what you're going to wear tomorrow? Are you wearing the light-up scarf and hat?
I'm wearing the light-up scarf, and I have a special hat that I also purchased. And
because the attire for our Christmas, our Civic Media holiday party... Which is tomorrow night, which we're very excited about. Mm-hmm. The attire is festive, which I think...
That's a pretty broad range.
...is up for interpretation, so I am debating between my... festive, ugly Christmas sweater. I'm debating. Do you go for funny or do you go for cute?
I am so past beyond cute. I have to go for funny. But you can go for cute.
Yeah, we'll see. But I don't want to be overdressed. This is the thing. It's like.
Bring something that lights up. It'll balance everything.
I think that's the key. I think the key after this is to go to Target and find something that lights up so you and I can match.
I like it.
All right. Well, that will do it for us today on As Goes Wisconsin for this week, but we will be back on Monday when we will do this all over again. Stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Unless you're listening to WXCO in Wausau, then you got the Chad Holmes Show coming up next. But as always, thank you for listening to As Goes Wisconsin all week, every day, 11 to 2. We will be back on Monday. We'll see you then. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Fire song. can hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.